This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition as we hit the final week before the WHL's Christmas break. Ahead on the show, a holiday tradition is approaching, the Under-17 World Challenge set for Cape Breton at the end of this month. Now, Team Pacific will be represented fully by WHL players. Team Pacific head coach Steve Hamilton will join us in moments. And an honor for former Seattle Thunderbird and Brandon Wheat Kings goaltender Jacob DeSaris as he uses his WHL scholarship to pursue an education while playing hockey at the University of Calgary. Steve Hamilton of the Edmonton Oil Kings will be taking over Team Pacific for the upcoming World Under-17 Hockey Challenge in Cape Breton. He joins us on the phone. Steve, first of all, real talented group there to work with ahead of you. What are your expectations as you go into Cape Breton, being a team that can make some noise here?
Well, we feel really good about the makeup of our team. I think that having experienced the summer camp this year and being able to work with them for an extended period of time, I think expectations are high, and they should be. Quite a mix of talent, and you know, it'll be on us as a staff to form us a team as quickly as we can.
You really have a who's who of some of the top 16-year-olds in the Western Hockey League this year. But Steve, tell me, who you look for leadership from this group?
Well, I think it's a deep group that way too. Both of these teams, both Team Alberta and Team BC, in the Under-16 Challenge last year, faced off in the finals, and I think a guy like Jansen Harkins is certainly someone we were very impressed by over the summer. Matt Barzal is a top-end player and certainly brings a leadership style of his own just based on his play. And we've been, certainly really impressed with Brendan Gooley on the back end as well. So I think we have a deep group of guys that certainly have had a lot of success in the past.
Steve, when you look at this, it really is a bunch of offensive guys that are all together. How do you get guys to buy in, play a role, maybe play a role they're not used to playing as you get in this tournament format?
Well, that was a big piece of the work we did this summer, was starting to mold an identity and an understanding that everybody's going to have to take a little bit less piece of the pie here in order for us to all be successful. And I think guys understand that this is a feeder, it's a feeder for the Team Canada, the program of excellence, and certainly the stream narrows as you get older, and the U18 opportunities that can stem from a tournament like this and then ultimately leading to the World Juniors, it's a substantial opportunity, and I think guys are willing to make sacrifices in their own game and their own roles for the betterment of the team, and that's a lot to put aside when you've kind of always been a high-end player or featured in a prominent role offensively, and now you're being asked to do something different. But I feel good that the understanding these guys have, and I think that there's going to be a willingness to put some of that ego-driven stuff aside.
This is the last year of this format, so last opportunity for Team Pacific to come together here, Alberta and BC, as it goes to more of a top 60 players here in the years ahead with Team Black, Red, and White. Your thoughts on just guiding one last shot at it here for Team Pacific?
It's an honor to be part of the tournament, and I think Team Pacific has always been one of the groups that's had high expectations, and with that comes a disappointment that they've never been able to win a gold medal. And I think that's something that when I met with those group of kids this summer, put it out there on the table, like, that's what we want to do, that's what we want to accomplish. And I don't think you should hide or shy away from that or shy away from the expectation and the pressure. I think it should be out there that, we expect to contend, and we're going to do everything in our power to make that happen. And I've asked every guy to think about what a gold medal celebration means to them and what it would look like, so that they've actually gone down that path in their own mind. So I feel like we're preparing ourselves for success, and I'm not going to hide the fact that we want to do as well as we can.
If you're wanting to have success, you'll have to go through Team West. You'll play them after Quebec in your second game, and this is, this is really intriguing. Really, teammate versus teammate here in the Western League, and I'm sure that a lot of bragging rights will be on the line there for that round robin game.
Well, certainly with West being in our division, and there's going to be some rivalry. There's going to be some a lot of pride on the line, but it's a rivalry game. I mean, there's a lot at stake, and the margin for error is so small in a tournament like this, whether it's the goals for or against. I mean, last year we went through the round robin 3-1, didn't win enough games the right way. We had to win regulation games, and we won some in overtime and those sort of things that left us playing in the 5-6 game with one loss. So there's such a small margin for error. I think the guys will pretty quickly realize that, you know, individual rivalries and things like that come secondary, and I know we're going to be focused on that that first matchup just to begin with.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Jacob DeSeris, a former WHL goaltender, still excelling at the game. He's the WHL's Canada West Graduate of the Month of November, playing for the top-ranked University of Calgary Dinos while pursuing a degree in international relations and economics.
Yeah, you know, so far this year it's been fun for us. It's gone better than we could have imagined. I think we came into the year pretty optimistic and knowing that we had a good team, but you know, a 15-0-1 record going into Christmas is pretty incredible, and we're pretty happy to be at number one. And you know, November especially went really well for me, statistical wise. It worked out, but it just went with the flow of our team. We were just, as you know, sometimes teams start off really hot and then cool down, but we just kept getting better and better and improving defensively and offensively. So it was nice, and you know, we all did it together.
Your numbers so far, you mentioned them there, three shutouts this year, a goals against average of 1.50 as we talk. But, you know, sometimes to be mentioned amongst a team that's doing really well is quite the honor. And the fact that this was picked by your colleagues and your peers, that has to mean something for you too.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's always such an honor to get something like this, and I'm happy about it, and I'm grateful. But, you know, things like this are always a team award too, so... I couldn't have done it without my team, and it's fun though. It's fun playing in front of such a good team. I've done it before. I did it in junior, and there's no better feeling than playing on the best team.
You bring up junior, and you saw it all from the West Coast with the Seattle Thunderbirds. You saw it from the Eastern side there with the Brandon Wheat Kings as well. Tell me about your Western Hockey League days.
Yeah, you know, like you just mentioned, I had a pretty unique junior experience, and but it was fun. I, you know, like you said, I started in Seattle, played 3 years there, and right from when I was 16, and then I got the opportunity to go to Brandon, where we were hosting Mem Cup, and played on a great team and great organization there in front of Kelly McCrimmon, and played with a lot of great guys. So I got to, you know, build a lot of experience there, which you know, somehow got me to St. John in the queue, and had an awesome year there, and, you know, another winning team.
Tell me what you're up to now. What classes are you in? What program are you chasing there at the University of Calgary?
Now I'm in international relations and economics. You know, it's a lot of, well, a lot of economics and political science and stuff like that. And I'm fluent in French, so that was part of my decision, because you need a second language with that degree. And so that makes it easier on me. You know, it's all interesting, and it's pretty transferable to anything you can do. So, yeah, I just picked it and went with it, and, you know, I'm going to finish that up, and then we'll see after that and see if I, you know, I'd like to go play pro somewhere else and keep going with that, or who knows, might continue on with schooling as well, or maybe even both at the same time.
That's great. You're one of the over 300 graduates right now on the WHL scholarship program. How's it been for you personally?
It's been awesome. You don't really know too much about it until you get here. You know, your whole junior career, you know, I didn't even know that this was the second option when I went to the WHL. I didn't learn about it until you start hearing of the 20-year-olds and stuff in your dressing room talking about it, and that's kind of when you start learning about it a bit. And it's been an awesome experience. The hockey is awesome. It's not as glamorous as in we don't get, you know, the fans. We don't have the same support behind us. But it's great hockey, and it's fun going to school. It's fun doing it all at once and finally kind of growing up and learning to balance your life rather than just, you know, junior's a blast. But it is just, you just focus on hockey. Here you learn to, you know, have a balanced life and get your schoolwork done you start maturing in your relationships as well, and with your friends and your family or your girlfriend. And then you're also, you know, with all that, you also have to learn to keep and stay focused and maintain your hockey and keep improving day to day as well. So it's been a great experience, and I've really enjoyed it, and I don't regret it for a second.
Hey, well said, Jacob. A great start there with the Dinos. Could lead to a national title. You guys are playing so well. Appreciate your time here on WHL this week. And once again, congratulations on being the WHL Graduate of the Month.
Thank you very much.
And that's the show this week. I want to take the time to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday break and all the best in 2014. Merry Christmas on behalf of the WHL. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.